In this video, we focus on stewarding vows and covenant witness. A wedding ceremony may include music, flowers, clothing, photography, family traditions, cultural customs, and beautiful words. These can be good gifts, but the heart of the Christian wedding is not decoration. The heart is covenant promise before God. Vows are not accessories. Vows are not romantic poetry only. Vows are not content to fill time in the ceremony. Vows are public promises made before God and witnesses. When the bride and groom speak their vows, they are saying something that reaches beyond the emotional atmosphere of the day. They are promising faithfulness when feelings rise and fall. They are promising covenant presence in joy and sorrow. They are promising embodied life together as one woman and one man before God. This is why the officiant must steward vows carefully. You are not merely asking the couple to repeat words. You are helping them understand the weight of what they say. A couple may want vows that are funny, clever, highly personal, or emotionally expressive. Personal words can be meaningful. But the officiant must guard against postmodern ceremony drift. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Their emotions are real, but not ultimate. Their personality matters, but personality does not define marriage. Christian marriage is received under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. A good officiant can honor the couple's story while keeping the vows covenantal. For example, instead of letting vows become only, "You make me happy," the officiant helps the couple say, "I promise to love you, serve you, remain faithful to you, and seek Christ with you." That is stronger. That is more durable. That is more Christian. Here is a Ministry Sciences observation. Vow language often reveals how a couple understands marriage. If the vows are only about feelings, the couple may need teaching about faithfulness. If the vows are only about achievement, they may need teaching about grace. If the vows avoid sacrifice, they may need teaching about covenant love. If the vows are vague, they may need help naming what marriage actually requires. The wise officiant notices the pattern and responds gently. For the one wedding officiant, this means you should not simply download a ceremony and rush through it. Read the vows carefully. Ask, do these words reflect Christian marriage? For the ordained wedding officiant, this means developing a consistent theology of vows. Your repeated practice should deepen your reverence, not dull it. For the church staff minister, this means connecting wedding vows to discipleship, membership, pastoral care, and marriage preparation. For the chaplain, especially in hospital, hospice, military, or crisis settings, this means preserving covenant clarity even when time is short. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this means helping couples connect vows to habits, communication, forgiveness, sexual holiness, and spiritual rhythms. A common mistake is to treat witnesses as audience members only. But witnesses matter. They hear the promises. They recognize the covenant. They support the couple. Marriage is public because covenant is public. The Christian wedding officiant is a steward of public promise. So speak the vows with reverence. Explain them with clarity. Protect them from sentimental shallowness. And remind the couple that the words they speak before God are meant to become the life they practice after the wedding day.